From the house doctor to the rock professor, today's groundbreakers are here on Radio Today.
Good morning. It's a wonderful morning again, this Monday morning. Welcome to this morning devotions. My name is Ndaba Mazabane from Rosebank Union Church, and I hope you are going to enjoy our time together as we look into the Word of God and listen to some lovely music here this morning. Well, I thought I'll also begin by telling you a little bit about what's happening at Rosebank Union this coming week. I think the most important thing that we'd like to also let you know is that this coming Saturday on the 28th of March, May, on Saturday at Rosebank Union Church, we will be hosting a concert. In fact, Rays of Hope, the ministry of Rosebank Union Church, will be hosting a concert put together and led by Elvis Blue. And the concert actually starts in the evening, and this is really in support of our mission and also our desire to help, especially the child-headed homes and families. So if you want to know more about this concert and then also booking your own seat and be part of this wonderful occasion on Saturday, the 28th of May, please call us today and make your booking. And we look forward to have a wonderful time together with you. This is in to help especially the child-headed households. And if you want to know more about what's happening at the church, do call us. Our number is 011-784-6214, 011-784-6214. And Rosebank Union Church is situated at the corner of William Nicol and St. Andrews in Hellingham and Sandton. And for further information, also you can visit our website, www.rosebankunion.org, www.rosebankunion.org, and you can get more details about our church and number of activities taking place during the course of the week and months ahead of us. Well, it's time now just to listen to a lovely music, and I hope you're going to enjoy this song as we prepare to hear from the Word of God.
I'm so
That's a lovely song, so close in your hands, and so lovely to be in the hands of the Lord. This morning, I thought we'll just reflect a little bit about invitations. I like invitations. I like to be invited, and I also like to invite other people. And today, we're going to reflect on Jesus Christ, who often in Scripture we read that he invited people. And in Matthew 11:28, for an example, you read where he says, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." I mean, what an invitation to come to Jesus. It's almost like when you are invited by a special person. It could be a prominent person. It could be a significant person who invites you for dinner, for lunch, or whatever it is. We don't take invitations lightly, especially if it is extended to us by someone who is special. So Jesus is special. Not only is he special, but he's unique. He's Lord, he's great, he's God, he's the creator of everything. But if you listen to this lovely invitation where he says, come to me all who are labor, who labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. The interesting thing here is that not only is he just inviting people who seem to be doing well, and so often we see how wealthy people tend to invite wealthy people. You know, prominent people tend to invite those who are prominent, less so when you see a person who's rich has a habit of inviting people who are poor. To come and dine with them, to come and have lunch or something like that. But now here is the creator of the world. Here is Jesus Christ, who has everything under his control. He invites you and me, says, come. You are most welcome to come. Even if you feel like it's tough, you who are under heavy laden, he says, I'll give you rest. And at one point again in John 7:37, we read there that he stood up and cried out, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink." This is an invitation to abundance. Jesus understands that in life, some of us will go through dry patches. Some of us will go through difficult times. Some of us will run this race and feel thirsty. If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. So if you come to Jesus, then not only do you find rest, but also your thirst is quenched, because he says, let him come to me and have a drink. And then in John 6:35, here's another invitation that Jesus puts out to people. Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger." So if you come to Jesus Christ, if you put your faith in him, not only is he going to give you rest, not only is he going to quench your thirst, but we read here that he will give you the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger. I mean, we meet people who are hungry every day. We drive, those of us who have an opportunity to drive in the streets of our cities, we see people begging. We see people extending their hand, just seeking for help. And some of them, you can see they're thirsty. Some of them, you can see they are in pain. Some of them, they are hungry. Well, I think in life, even if sometimes we dress well, we drive beautiful cars, we live in beautiful houses, I think the Bible is clear that some of us are restless, and Jesus is inviting us to give us rest. Some of us are thirsty, and sometimes we try to quench the thirst by different things. We can find ourselves, taking drugs or whatever it is, trying to quench the thirst that is there in our lives. And some of us are hungry, and the hunger is not just the physical hunger I'm talking about. It is a spiritual hunger. We are hungry to get something of substance, something that is meaningful to us. But friend, Jesus is saying, I am the bread of life. If you come to him, you come and receive the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger. Whoever comes to me shall not need anything more than that. In John 5:40, again, he says to those who were following him, to the crowds, as he was challenging them about this invitation, he says, "You refuse to come to me that you may have life." So in any invitation, you have a choice. You have a choice to say, "Yes, I will come," you know, and "I will honor the invitation." Or you can refuse to come to an invitation and say, no, I'm not going to be able to make it. Or you can just disregard the invitation. But I pray that as you reflect about your own life, I don't know where you are this morning. I don't know about your restlessness. I don't know about your need, your desire to have something that can quench the thirst in your life. I don't know about your hunger, whether your hunger is something deeper than just the food that we have. But all I know is that I have dealt with people, I meet with people every day. I know that these things that we have mentioned here, people are facing them every day. But listen to the invitation that Jesus makes. He says, "Come, you just come, and I'll give you. You just come, then I'll have you have the drink. You just come, I am the bread of life." We read a story of a man who died. His name was Lazarus, and he was dead for 4 days. Jesus visited his family, and when he arrived there, people were crying. The sisters of Lazarus were crying. But Jesus cried out in a loud voice at the gravesite and said to Lazarus, "Come out." The man who died came out of life. Jesus invited him to come out of the grave to receive new life. Friend, Jesus is doing the same thing to you today. He's inviting everybody, just saying, "You come out. You just accept the fact that he has given you new life." And I just want to encourage you and really plead that today, as you hear his voice, remember Jesus has come. He has come for you. When you hear his voice saying, "Come," pray that God would give you the eyes to see Jesus and respond to whatever he says to you today. When you come to Jesus like this, you'll never cease to praise him and thank him for the things that he's done for you. Well, let's pray, and I hope that as you go throughout this week, you will think about this invitation. Lord, thank you for this time together this morning. And Lord, as we come to you, those of us who are thirsty and hungry and tired, we know that in you we can receive all those things that you promise us. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, we're going to play a song now in closing, and as we play this song, I pray that you will enjoy it and have a good week. May God be with you, and may he make you glad today.
music you love today on Radio Today.
Fantastic news from 1485 Radio Today. 1485 Radio Today now streams on the World Wide Web. To listen via the internet, go to 1485.org.za.